Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. For those of you that have been listening, sending in questions and comments, thank you so much. Please continue to help spread the word that every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, this show will bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing on answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. Now, if you can't listen live, know that all of our shows can be found at answers.network. And I'd really appreciate it if you could all do me a big favor. Please forward one of our shows to your social media group and to someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. This is one powerful way that we can make a positive influence in the world together. Now, according to our guest, we were born with a plan that holds sacred contracts, soul talents, and karmic patterns to ensure we fulfill our life purposes, right? Well, it doesn't get any better than that. So are you ready to discover it? Well, renowned author and wisdom teacher Lisa Barnett will take us on a journey of self-discovery with the help of the Akashic Record Keepers. Lisa will share answers to questions that until now have been unanswerable. Now, who is this person? Lisa is the founder of the Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom and best-selling author of Akasha. Also, Your Soul Has a Plan, From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life, and the Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. She is also an internationally recognized teacher with more than 30 years' experience in the spiritual healing forum. She draws on the healing energy of the Akasha for her clients and will share that energy with us today. So, Lisa, welcome to Answers Network.
Thank you, Alan. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Well, this is my pleasure. I think this is a great way for us to start off the new year, for people to learn about some things that they may not necessarily have heard of, but are things that can greatly benefit them. So for those that haven't had the benefit of reading any of your books, share with us what the Akashic Records are.
Perfect question to start with. So the records are a recording of your soul's journey through all time-space continuum. So if you imagine that from the moment your soul individuated from the divine or from source, it went on its own journey. Mm-hmm. And everything you have ever done as a soul has been recorded in the energy that we refer to as Akasha or Akasha, the Akashic Records. Akasha is, mm-hmm. sometimes, and it's all a Sanskrit word that means sky or ether. So the idea is that this recording of your soul's journey is held in divine source energy and is part of the quantum field.
As you're saying that, all kinds of thoughts are going through my mind, but one of which is there's probably some people out there that would like to know how they can get those records redacted.
Well, I have to say that many of my students come to me for that exact reason. They say, wow, Lisa, I want to be able to access my own Akashic Records so that I can rewrite them. Maybe I can change them or fix them. And it actually is possible. So that is the great news. And so I teach people a beautiful five-step wisdom prayer system that will take them into the energy of their own personal record so that they can understand and learn more. And we could talk more about this maybe in a minute, but they can start to rewrite, understand, transform, do their forgiveness work, change karmic patterns. So nothing is written in stone is one of the most profound things the Akashic Record Keeper said to me forever ago. They were like, nothing is written in stone. You have free will, you have choice, and you can change and transform and make a new decision.
Well, and I like the idea of a little later on. Let's go a little deeper into that. And if possible, if we have time, maybe you could walk us through some. But one of the things that I was reading is that you specialize in empowering individuals to find greater fulfillment, happiness, abundance, and add ease to their lives by aligning with their soul path. Can you share with us what you mean by a soul path?
Yes, absolutely. So often people think that they have a purpose. But what the record keepers always say to me is that if you had one purpose, you would be really bored out of your mind. Mm-hmm. So we make a plan and we have more of a path because it's a journey. So I actually published two books in 2023. One of them is actually called Just That, Your Soul Has a Plan. Nice. And I go really deep into, you know, the details of what that plan is. And that plan is actually the path that your soul wanted to follow in this lifetime. And it includes things like soul contracts with other people that you wanted to support in this lifetime. It includes things like, what did I want to learn as a soul? Because we don't come here knowing it all. We actually come here because this is a training ground. Our beautiful earth is an earth school, mm-hmm. if you will. And so we have a lot of fun. Well, and or challenges, depends on how you look at it, mm-hmm. Learning and growing. And that has often been referred to as kind of a karmic pattern or karma. Mm-hmm. So we put all of this into our soul's plan. So we have a very, busy journey, busy path to walk in this life that keeps us busy, really, you know, from birth, from childhood, you know, until the moment we cross over.
I love the fact that you brought up the point about us having many purposes. Now, if you can, make sure that anybody that knows me really well hears that, so that they know that we have many purposes, so that when people say, well, can you stay focused on just one thing? I can't help it. It's in my karmic pattern to have all these purposes. Now I can use this.
Right? Absolutely. That is, so what the record keepers say is literally your purpose is to complete your soul's plan.
There we go. Well, see, now that's what some people would then say to me is that that's fine. Have a bunch of them, but can you start completing some of them? So, so that's probably good for me too. So as we talk about your soul plan, I know that you talk about soul contracts. Let's talk about how we establish a soul contract and how that affects our relationships.
Right. So the contract itself is kind of like the mode or the purpose of that relationship. And so many of the people that are in our lives on a regular basis, and it could be every day, it could be a spouse or significant partner or child or parent, or it could be a best friend or a business partner. Often we have people who are soul family members who step into these roles. Mm-hmm. So I will explain what that means.
Okay.
So from the moment we individuate from source and we start our journey, we do not actually individuate alone. It's like we are born in a basket. Often I think there's kind of spiritual ideas about being born in a group or a basket. You have a soul family. And so mm-hmm. imagine that, 30, 40, 50 souls all individuate in one moment, and you come together in a room and you say, wow, we now have a body. We have we can go do things. We can have experiences. Where shall we go? What shall we do? And so we start out really as a group of kind of little newbies making new choices. Mm. So the funny thing is that your record keepers, and I'll again kind of go back one step, is that not only do you have a recording of your soul's journey through all time-space continuum, you have a group of beings of light that keep your records for you. So I like to imagine the Akashic Records as a big library that's only for you. You've got your very own personal library, Alan, and you have your very own set of record keepers or librarians, and they are completely in service to you. I've got my own set. Some people's record keepers I find are very funny. It's quite adorable because, of course, they are pure light. They are pure love. And the interesting thing about the record keepers is they have never been human. So they are not your great-grandmother or anyone you've ever known in your life. They have not taken physical bodies, which means they don't have our kind of filters. They don't have our judgments. They don't have our beliefs. So they're pure love, pure light, and really pure service for us. So it's beautiful to know that they're there for you. And this is one of the reasons that they always say, talk to us, connect to us. We're in service to you. We're here to help you every single day. Right? Well, and so
let's talk about then how do we connect with them? Because I'm gaining a picture here, but how do we connect with them, and how do we know that we have connected with them?
Well, beautifully, when the Akashic Record Keepers asked me to start a school many 20 so year, some years ago, and I said, okay, how? How do I do this? You know, I'm a little human here. And they said, we will give you all the information you need. And so they said, we will give you access keys. And what an access key is, a vibrational key that helps you to open the doors. I kind of have this very visual picture of a big library. Now I have the key to the library. I can go open that beautiful carved wooden door, and that big door swings open. And in there, I see books all over the shelves and a big fireplace with an easy chair, and librarians coming to greet me who are saying, how can we be of service to you? So in my very first book, which The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, it's all about how to access your own Akashic Records. My 5-step wisdom prayer system that the record keepers gave me is literally written out in this book with the 5 steps, with the sacred keys in the form of vibrational prayers. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to meditate for 25 years to get there. You can literally sit down, read the book, and practice. I've written it as a step-by-step, almost like a workbook, with exercises, with healing prayers, with vibrational key prayers, access prayers, everything you need to literally start to access your own Akashic Records.
Now, when you explained that you have this place that you go and you're envisioning it with, you know, with a fireplace, you're envisioning it with an easy chair. For each of us, do we all create our own place? Mm-hmm. You know, so someone from another land or whatever, might their idea of a comfy place to relax might be something completely different, or somebody might decide it's out in the open and it's laying in a meadow of grass. Is this something we create, or did you feel that this was something that was sort of sent to you with this vision?
Well, in all honesty, I would say that it is an energy, and we translate that energy into the way we specifically see, feel, what we know, our personal filters. So fabulous question, Alan, because I have had students who see one huge book, say on like a big wooden pedestal. I've had students who see it kind of like a beautiful Japanese garden, right, where you might meditate, or in the beautiful simple buildings with the thin kind of rice papery walls, and just very, very meditative. I've had students say that they see like a Merlin the Wizard in a little hut. So absolutely, it's our kind of who we are, because we're unique souls. Not only are we having unique experiences by where you've been, you know, raised, and where, you know, whatever country you live, whatever that looks like outside of your door. But we also, most of us as souls, have had at least 500 or more lives on Earth. And so you may imagine that you're in a castle. My big library looks like a big old stone library with, you know, kind of monks in big robes, you know, but that's kind of a past life memory in a sense, or connection. So we do filter it through, for ourselves. And so that's all perfect. It's that place that you find comfortable.
What would be some examples of people you've worked with? Obviously, we're not giving anybody's names, but of people you've worked with where they have started with a particular issue or a particular problem that has really, really held them back. And by guiding them through things that got them to this point, how they were able to get past certain blocks or certain things that were holding them back?
So, beautiful question. So I have done probably over 10,000 Akashic Record reading and healing sessions for clients. And what I've noticed over the many years is that at least about half of those clients have had very traumatic lives. And many of them have had different kinds of abuse. Sometimes it's like alcoholism or addiction in the family and the parents. Sometimes it's emotional abuse or physical abuse or even sexual abuse. And so many, many clients come to me because they feel stuck in trauma. They feel that they can't quite break past, you know, those memories, that emotional pain, that trauma, their feeling of unworthiness. And so what I have found is that when we start to access their Akashic records and talk to their record keepers, one, energetically, it's bringing them into this pure unconditional love. And people feel that. They can acknowledge that they feel really held in love, held in the divine. And so when they start to ask questions like, why would I pick something like that? Did I really plan that? Right? We get stuck sometimes in why would I plan something so awful? And when we start to look at some of those 500 lifetimes, and we realize that we come to this earth to do everything, to do it all, to do both sides of every coin. So if we have done good, we have also done what we, you know, consider bad, right? So if we have been in an abusive relationship, it's often because we have been the abuser in a relationship. And we as a soul want to understand. We want to experience everything. So once we can start to feel and get that really in our bodies, in our minds, take that in, that in five other lifetimes, you have been maybe a very unhappy, angry person, and you beat your children, or you've had lifetimes where you just kind of gave it all up to a bottle and didn't work, and your family struggled and were poor and were challenged. These are very human things that so many of us experience. And so it's never about judgment. It's about how can I learn? How can I be compassion? How can I be the forgiveness for these people? How can I support them or other people in these situations? And so often what I find is that my clients will, once they can kind of understand it, do some of the energetic healing that we can do in the quantum field, because that's where the Akasha is. It's part of source, which is quantum. There is no time and space there. We can go back to a childhood, or we can go back 500 or 5,000 years to other lifetimes and start to release the stuck energy, release the karmic patterns that have are unwinding. This is how we talk about we can actually start to rewrite some of these books, because some of that has been completed and we are completing it by becoming conscious, being compassionate and forgiving. So we're changing how we see and view the world in this moment, how we can truly be the love. And so many people go on and they become healers. I have trained over 100 certified Akashic Record consultants over the years that want to do this work for other people. Some have become therapists or hypnotherapists, because once they've healed the trauma of the abuse or the addiction patterns in their family or different sorts of traumas, they want to help other people to overcome them also.
Well, yeah, and I like that, obviously. So to kind of mirror that back a little bit. So, and I have heard this before, that, you know, if someone was, you know, Attila the Hun, you know, they were, or Genghis Khan, they were doing horrible things, that the rest of their time is trying to become better from that. But if you have people, if we go back and we have people that were wonderful, you know, if you know, we have, I don't know, Gandhi, you know, I mean, you know, just we have people who were just wonderful. What are they going through, or would they be seeing it from a different viewpoint? Or do you get to a point to where you have improved to the point in which you needed to, and then what happens?
Right. Yes. Well, basically the latter, which is that often once we've completed all our karmic patterns, we've learned all there is to learn on Earth, we can still choose to come back and help humanity in general. So then we may be a Gandhi or a spiritual teacher of some other kind. We may be a one of the gurus in India or in other countries that have, you know, spiritual teachers, leaders, you know, of different types of titles and names. And so we do often continue to come back. And what I will see, even if you look at Gandhi, I mean, he had been a lawyer, right? He had a real human life. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting that sometimes these people who do become spiritual teachers and leaders are often, it may take them a while to kind of wake up and remember, or it becomes part of that path and that example of moving from being a lawyer to helping people in another way, to having greater awareness, maybe through different processes that he could also share, you know, and eventually to be the Gandhi that we really remember. And so that's a whole kind of another path of a wisdom teacher to say, let me learn and experience, and I can also then share what I learned with you.
Okay. Well, this is just amazing to me. What I want to do is I want to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about how we can access our own personal soul records, and as well as how to complete karma and vows by incorporating information and healing tools from these Akashic records. So for everybody out there, please stay with us. We're going to go right into how you can learn some of these things to help yourself and your loved ones. So stay with us. You're listening to, or you're watching, Answers Network.
Conflict International are experts at uncovering the truth. Our specialist team has decades of experience in providing a range of bespoke investigation and intelligence services to companies and individuals. Whether you need professional screening or background checks of employees, due diligence of potential clients or business partners, asset tracing services, or surveillance, Conflict International has a rapid response team on hand to get you to the heart of the matter. Our key strength is in our global capabilities. We can tap into an extensive network of trusted professional investigators based in most jurisdictions worldwide, enabling us to go almost anywhere a case takes us. Conflict International has decades of experience with a diverse range of skills among our team, developed from backgrounds in military and security intelligence services, as well as practiced lawyers. Visit our website today at conflictinternational.com to find out more about our services. That's conflictinternational.com. Global reach, local knowledge.
And we are back. We are talking about karmic patterns. We are talking about karma in general. We are talking about many things, including our own personal divine wisdom. So when we left, I had asked the question of how can we access our own personal soul records, as well as how to complete karma and vows by incorporating information and healing tools from the Akashic records. So, Lisa, what do you think?
Right. So I've written four books, right? So Akasha, which is a fabulous, is part of a series called Common Sentience. And I also have a little bit of an abridged version of my five-step wisdom prayer system in this book. And I love this book because it's a bit of everything for people who are really just curious to learn a little bit about all about the records. So I do talk about what the records are, why we might care, how they can help and support you in your life. And there's also 20 stories that were written by other people. Many of them are students of mine that I've taught over the years. Some people inadvertently access the records. And so they wrote stories about how the records have transformed their lives, as well as I also add my five-step wisdom prayer system. So Akasha, also a great book to get into, because one of the reasons that it is so helpful for us humans to access the records is that we can start to understand these soul contracts, karmic patterns. And again, when we either have a reading with someone like myself or one of my trained certified consultants, or learn to do it for yourself, which is, again, simple five-step wisdom prayer system, you can go into the records. You're talking to the beings of light who are in support of you, and they can tell you about lifetimes that energetically they might be stuck. They are talking about different talents or energies or gifts that you wanted to share with the world. And when we start to understand these things in a bigger way, we literally can go into these records, into this Akashic field, and consciously start to rewrite, change patterns. As we understand them, there's a real kind of phenomenal aspect of witnessing that means that when you get information and you grok it, you can understand it really in all ways, not just mentally, but kind of in that full body, your gut gets it, your heart gets it, your mind gets it. It's like, I totally receive this and understand this fully. That will actually help to rewrite spontaneously some of these old records, right? So when you can understand fully things like forgiveness, when you can realize that that angry alcoholic parent was not out to hurt you, as a rule, people who have those kinds of traumas have been deeply, deeply hurt and traumatized in their lives, and mm-hmm. they do not have any ability, really, no consciousness to act in a different way. And so when we can start to see, oh, you know what, this actually was not about me, and I wrote a contract to be this love and the support and the help for this soul that is showing up as my alcoholic father, I contracted to be support and love for them with the intention that as a soul contract, you and dad, before you both came into body, said, okay, I've been stuck in this pattern. I've got some abuse challenges in my own past lives and addiction patterns in my own past lives. I want to work through it. So if you can help me and you come in as this beautiful child of love, I promise I will remember and I will reawaken, right? So it sounds much easier when you're in the etheric realms. And so we write these kind of support contracts with other people. And we say, I'll support you, Daddy. And Daddy says, I will remember, I promise. And, you know, you come here, you have amnesia and no one remembers anything. And so part of the interesting thing with that is that when you are the love, when you do what you can as a human, and again, I always say, never putting yourself in harm's way, but, you know, being is loving, kind, understanding, even if you're understanding from a distance, I understand that they are a soul, a beautiful soul of light who is working on a karmic pattern that they are not waking up from. They have not been able to heal that pattern. They have not figured out how to release their own trauma yet to move into a place of compassion or forgiveness or love. But you can do the forgiveness anyway. You can forgive them. You can forgive, you know, other people for hurting you. And often it's important that we forgive ourselves for literally having put ourselves in that situation. But self-forgiveness is also huge. So forgiveness work really helps us to heal karma, to end those patterns and release those contracts.
Well, and I like the fact that you're talking about, in this case with karma, where we have some control over it. And I think many times people will say, well, that's karma. That's what happened to you because of this, as if you have no control, that it just happened that way. And I like the fact you're talking about that we do have some control. We can do things to alter it or to complete it in a way that we would like. While you were saying that, I thought of, and I'm not going to put any names on it, but you know, there's a very famous Hollywood actor whose father was a contract killer, and so if we take that situation, odds are, I mean, he wasn't there for his son because he was in prison. You know, so you have the one thing is that he wasn't there, but it was also something that, you know, if you can imagine somebody growing up and, you know, hey, where's your dad? And he's in jail for murder. He was a contract killer. How does somebody like that, they have the knowledge of their immediate past, how do they make peace with that? And how do they now do something to also help that in this case, parent that has probably since passed?
So they're very complicated situations, just like everything. One of the reasons I highly recommend people learn to access their own Akashic records is because there's triggers and there's challenges and there's memories and there's all these things that tend to continue through our lives. And the way we're created as humans is we have so many, many, many layers. And so, of course, I have lots of clients that I work with once a month over a year, kind of like going to a therapist, where you would go and you know you have this huge trauma, and you work on aspects and levels and layers. And as we change, often, you know, we're a spiral. And so something new comes up. We clear that first emotional, might be the anger, or it might be the hurt, or maybe it's abandonment, right? But we have all these different layers connected to, say, having a parent in prison, and or often even divorce causes a lot of those same kind of traumas in children. And so we work on those layers, those emotions, and then we connect back. So we can go back into the childhood trauma, some of the times, like a timing, oh, my parents got divorced when I was five and my father moved to another country and I pretty much didn't see him except for two or three times. And now I'm, you know, 40. And so you could go back to 5 years old and the other triggers throughout your life that made you feel that you weren't worthy of love. Why would you, you know, why would he desert me? What's wrong with me? So of course, it's another way of looking at all of these different kind of psychological aspects of the emotional pain and trauma that we experience. And, I always say it would be so lovely if we, you know, it was a magic button that we could fix it in an instant. But what I know with humans, of course, is that if we change too much in one moment, it almost sets us so free, you know, that we're like, we end up on a park bench. Think, you know, people who become enlightened overnight often are, you know, that Eckhart Tolle talks about, you know, he woke up overnight and sat on a park bench for 5 years until someone kind of came along and said, hey, your wisdom is amazing. Maybe you can share that with more than just me. Right. So working through things steadily, again, working with an Akasha consultant on a regular basis as we unravel, because layer after layer, we have the childhood pain that is not just one thing. It's many, many, many things. There's connections into numerous past lives. Each of those emotions will have numerous past lives. We have connections into our ancestral lineage that can be also affecting us, right? What did my family lineage think, feel, believe about different things? And so that actually gets kind of written into your genes. And there's some of that that we can clear and release energetically to kind of unlock some of these blocks. And so, you know, when we start to understand that we have, you know, 50 or 100 soul contracts with other people to support them, to learn from them, to teach them, you know, to love them, life is complicated. And that's, again, of course, what makes it so interesting. Like if we were all just sitting on a beach for our lives, I think we'd really be bored. I think it's a little bit more like that in the higher realms where we just get to hang out and like be the light. And then we decided, hey, let's go to Earth. That looks like a crazy place and we could learn a lot of stuff.
Well, I have a question that's coming in, and this one reads, I'm a 25-year-old woman and seem to be making bad decisions in my life, be it in the men I get into relationships with or the jobs that I choose. How can the Akashic Records help me find my purpose in life and make better decisions? And this is from Jennifer in Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you, Jennifer. So what I would say is that when we kind of look at a greater purpose, like if I could only find that one purpose that will save me, you know, then again, we're kind of almost looking for a savior energy outside of ourselves. So if I was doing a consultation with you, I would look at these patterns you have, karmic patterns. Why does every relationship end poorly? What is behind that? Is it low self-esteem? You know, is it childhood patterns? Is it actually past life patterns? Excuse me. And then we can start to look at how that plays out with each relationship. And literally what I would do is do energetic healing on all those relationships to heal the broken hearts, to heal. Actually, we get energetic damage in our energy bodies that often also affects our health. So science is proved that emotions are often the thing that translate into dis-ease in the body, right? Which we call, you know, illness, I'm sick, I now have, you know, cancer, right. I have some huge health issue, or it could be a smaller health issue, but a lot of times it's stuck emotions and stuck trauma in the body. So you really look at all of that and want to work through the layer of emotions with relationships with men in your specific case. And then we would look at work. But when I look at purpose with people, I often look at more of a spiritual archetype. Right. My purpose is not to get, you know, a job with Google or, you know, with an airline and travel around the world. You know, it's not a job description. It is what gifts and talents am I bringing back to humanity? What do I want to share? How am I wired in this body? Right. So, you know, for my own example, I mean, yes, my purpose is to bring the Akashic Records back to humanity, which when the record keeper said that to me 25 plus years ago, I was like, that's crazy.
Well, let's see. Okay. But there's a point. You use the word crazy. Okay. If at that moment, if you would have turned to a husband, a best friend, a parent, whatever, and said, hey, this voice just told me that there's a bunch of records of everything that's going on, and I think that I need to open up a school to do this. How did you look at that and go, I'm not crazy? And when there's probably people around you that would go, hey, I think we need to set up a psychiatric visit for you right now. How do you deal with that? How do you know?
Right.
Or how did you know so much to the point that you, whatever input you got, you said, no, I'm on this path?
Well, I would say I'm very, very blessed. So, you know, as we're talking about wisdom keepers or spiritual teachers, the record keepers say that I've lived 1,000 lifetimes on this planet. And in my original lifetime, I was an Akashic record keeper. And so I literally, as the soul, contracted to come back and help bring this energy back to humanity, because it was pulled away by them, by the record keepers, during the dark ages, because we misused the information for our own personal gain. And that's not what it's for. I mean, we can use it personally to help and heal ourselves, but not to win a war or find someone's gold or, you know, things in that sort of way. So for me, I was born very awake. So I realized that I was trapped back in a body when I was only about 3 years old, which was a little startling and didn't make me very happy. But luckily, my parents were like, okay, honey, that's lovely. Like, they didn't totally think I was nuts. They may have, but they didn't tell me. And so I went on to start studying. Again, blessed to be living in California in the 60s and 70s, I started studying spirituality at 14, because I was conscious enough. So the people I drew to me, we are magnets. So what we, right, what we focus on expands. And so I focused on spirituality. I focused in high school and in college. I minored in philosophy at the university, and I read all the books I could on spirituality back in the really early 70s. And so those were the people that I knew, that I drew to me. So I was blessed to create a family, friends, group, tribe of people who were also spiritual. So by the time that happened, I had already done energy healing, taken workshops, you know, was married to a lovely spiritual gentleman. So he kind of was like, sure, okay.
But he was open at least.
But he was open at least. And so I said to the record keepers, but you know what could have stopped me as much as anyone else is myself. So I had three toddlers at that point, and I literally said to the record keepers, this is crazy. I'm a mother in the suburbs. I think you have the wrong person. Right? And again, so I'm like, why me? You know? And that's when they told me, they said, you were one of us. You were a record keeper. You can hear us. That's what we're looking for. So you may be, you know, living what you're considering a simple life in the suburbs with your husband and three kids, but you can hear us. You're on a healing path. You actually have a healing center, don't you? And I'm like, yeah, I do. Okay. I'm down. I'm in. And so I realized that even though it was a great task, help us bring the Akashic Records back to humanity, right? Back in the 80s and 90s, no one was talking about the Akashic Records. Now it's very mainstream in the spiritual realms, but in still for most of humanity, they would be like, what the heck are you talking about? And that's crazy. But I just committed to walking the path. Again, you know, we talk about the path. I just said, I will put one foot in front of the other. I will do what I can. And all of a sudden, 30 years later, here I am, 4 books on the Akashic Records, grown children,
So have you been approached by anybody about writing a script?
I have not.
when you tried to turn down the offer, and I thought, what a perfect scene of a woman that's being spoken to that says, wait a minute, I'm a mother of three living in the suburbs. I think you got the wrong person. And that's a great line in a movie.
I know, it is kind of funny because when I think back on it, I'm like, you got the wrong gal here. Really? You're crazy. I mean, like, I didn't consider myself crazy. I thought they were crazy.
Well, Lisa, I got to tell you, first of all, this is just so enjoyable. I've enjoyed going through your books. I receive books every week, for people to come on the show. And I don't get a chance to finish all of them. I not only intend on finishing yours, but, you know, I can't wait to read more of them and to get deeper into it. This is wonderful. I wish we actually had more time. So before we go, though, share a little bit with people as far as somebody that's listening that's saying, oh, man, I can't wait to find out more about this. How can they get in touch with you? What is the best way for them to get the books or the ways that they can start on a path that will take them to being able to access their own Akashic Records?
Absolutely. So akashicknowing.com is my website. So you can see that right there. And that's how it's spelled. So akashicknowing.com. And you will find my 4 books, but they're all on Amazon. 2 of them are on audio file now, also from Questioning to Knowing. Okay. There's 3 of them are on audio now. Your Soul Has a Plan and Akasha. So 3 of the 4 are audios also. So you can go to Amazon and Google Akashic Records, Lisa Barnett, and you will find my 4 books. But you'll see them on my website at Akashic Knowing. I have a live online Akashic Record workshop that is coming up January 27th and 28th. So that is a weekend workshop for people who want to learn exactly how to open the Akashic Records. I teach my 5-step wisdom prayer system. I really hold your hand and answer your questions. I teach a 6 guided visualizations, and just, I have so much information after all of these years of working in the Akash to support people to learn to do this for themselves. So you will see that also on my website, Akashic Record Course 1, starting January 27th and 28th. And then the other thing is, if you're interested in doing a one-on-one consultation with me, you will find that under consultations. So I do readings and healing sessions for clients. I have trained 2 teachers who are also on my website who do readings for clients. And so I've just kind of stepped down the prices. And I think there's about 10 certified Akasha consultants that I have also trained. for a lesser cost that are available, all under consultations, and you'll get dropped down by Lisa, by a teacher, mm-hmm. by a consultant. So if you're curious in getting a reading, working directly with me, you can find that, or all about my classes, all about my books. It's all at akashicknowing.com.
That's great. And for everybody out there, Akashic is A-K-A-S-H-I-C, and then knowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G.com. If you're driving, don't try to write this down. We'll make sure that all this information is in our show notes. Lisa, thank you so much. I'd love to have you back. In fact, if anybody out there, if a friend of mine, if you get a chance to take the course on the 27th and 28th, let me know, because I would love to talk to you about it, or at least I'd like to have somebody that I know that's in there, and I'd love to have you back so that we can talk about it some more, and we can get it from the perspective of one of the students and what they thought as well.
I would love that. That sounds like a fabulous idea. So hopefully someone who's watching now or later mm-hmm. jumps into class, and we can do a great share and discussion about how that works and how you really learn to access your Akashic records in a weekend workshop.
That would be great. Thank you so much. And thank you not only for coming on the show, but for writing these books and for enlightening people into being able to be a more positive, beneficial part of society.
Oh, thank you, Alan. Thank you for answering people's questions. I think it's a phenomenal show. So I appreciate you, and thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care. And for everybody, be with us next week as we're joined by Bridget Mars, and she's going to discuss her new book, Praise for Natural Remedies for Mental Health. Now, you can also visit our archives of past interviews at answers.network, or just subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Rumble, Spreaker, and so many other popular podcast platforms. If you like what you hear, please leave a review. It will help us reach more people, and I want you to know that I greatly appreciate it. And the next time you're on Instagram, Facebook, or X, please remember, stop by our page, check out some of our latest shows, and if you like them, please like us and spread the word. For everybody, be good human beings and be with us next week on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.